gives the ball back to Beecher, so Chris Keith checks in and Collins hits just seen his last play. 57 seconds left in the fourth, 83-46. Beecher with the ball and the lead. Out there for High Reach, Cody Stevens, Zach Paxton, Austin Ginther, Kim Mazur, and Chris Keys. Stumpers over to number 30. Isaiah Reed for three, no good. Rebound still loose, brought in by 24, Montrell Booth. Kim Mazur steals it from that. That's a turnover for Beecher. And here comes Cody Stevens with the pass over to Zach Paxton for three. And it's blocked right out of bounds. And Zach Paxton even has a smile on his face. That was such a rejection.
And how did you get there so quick?
One thing I'd like to note here, Clint Beecher has a mask on. He's had his head off the entire time. Zach Paxton over to the right block, right wing to Keys, back to Paxton. Trying to feed it back to Keys, and he didn't see it coming. So now Beecher tries to go with a give and go, and it goes right out of bounds. Beecher turnover, back to the ball, back with possession is Harbor Beach. 22.9 seconds left. 20 seconds left. Cody Seaman brings it up for Harbor Beach, the brother, Andrew Seaman, down to Kim Mazur in the right block. Puts up the jump shot, no good. And rebound still loose and brought in by Beecher. And Cody Seaman picks it off for a turnover for Beecher. 8 seconds left. Cody Seaman goes down the right block. He's fouled on the shot, so Cody Seaman's going to go in line for two. That's the 10th team foul against Beecher in the second half. Fouls against number 32, Darjon Michael. His first. But Cody Seaman will be shooting one and one, or excuse me, shooting two. First one's no good for Cody Seaman.
He's going to make this.
I must say, a well officiated game tonight. Cody Seaman with the second free throw, no good. Rebound, still loose. Kevin Mazur gets it off the good today. The shot fired off, no good. And rebounded by 32, Darjon Michael. And that is the end of the run for the Higher Reach Pirates. The number one team in Class C knocked off the Pirates 83-46. They put on a clinic tonight against the Higher Reach Pirates. And a well-played team by the Pirates, but Clint Beecher just that much better. Final score, 83-46 on WLEW Sports. You're tuned to your home for high school basketball. We'll be back in 4 minutes.
Clark Ramsey here, and do I have good news for you? I'm proud to announce the Harbor Beach Game Show Series is now accepting family applications for the Family Feud. Want to win cold hard cash? You bet your barn doors you do. Well, all you have to do is email hbgameshow@gmail.com. That's hbgameshow@gmail.com and say, I want to be on the Family Feud. There's more details, but we'll worry about that later. It's all part of the Harbor Beach Game Show Series presented by Farm Bureau Insurance. Saturday, May 11th in downtown Harbor Beach. Apply today.
If you think now that you're using your propane and you're not happy with your propane provider, you're stuck with the same company till spring, think again. Kohler Propane can switch out your tank this winter with very little interruption to your heating service. Maybe now's the time to step up to the local company and support our thumb area businesses. If you want great pricing and impeccable service, make the switch to Kohler Propane, serving the entire thumb area with offices in Bad Axe, Memphis, and Brown City. Call 1-888-950-7975. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
From the moment she was born, I promised to love her, to protect her from all the monsters under her bed, and to support her in all of her dreams. From the moment she was born, I promised that I would always provide for her, no matter what. That's why I bought life insurance from Auto Owners Insurance, to secure her future, no matter what.
Hi, this is Amy, and when you're shopping for your insurance, keep it simple and call us at Knight's Insurance Agency in Cassidy, where we'll go over your options with you and get you the coverage that you need at a price you can afford. That's Knight's Insurance Agency in downtown Cassidy. Give us a call at 989-872-5114.
A lot has changed since 1948. Bread was only 14 cents a loaf, gasoline a mere 16 cents a gallon. But the one thing that has stood the test of time is at Ramsey Funeral Home, it's still our family serving yours. For over 63 years now, spanning three generations, it's still Ramsey Funeral Home serving you and your family from our family. You can view obituaries 24 hours a day at RamseyFH.com. Once again, that's RamseyFH.com. Ramsey Funeral Home, our family serving yours since 1948.
WLEW Sports, your home for high school basketball. The final score from Burton Bendel High School. Clint Butcher knocks off the Harwich Pirates 83-46. And what was Clint Butcher all the way from the get-go? They started out after the first quarter leading 17-10, 45-18 at halftime, 62-31 after the third quarter, and 83-46 after four quarters. Harwich actually led by 1 point in the first quarter at one point. We had four lead changes and one tie in this game. As Harwich's season ends at the hands of Flint Beecher. And John, I'd like to say, well, we probably just saw the eventual state champion.
Well, there's no doubt. They're going to be defending their championship. I was looking at the Mount Clemens, what are they called? The Battling Bathers. Well, I'll tell you what. You know, taking a look at those two squads that we just saw today, Flint Beecher is going to be going through this regional and saying goodbye to it, bring on the quarterfinals. And there's a trap game for them. If they survive that, then I think they've got the state championship. I really do.
Well, let's go through individual scoring here. I'm missing 2 points from Flint Beecher. Maybe, John, when we're talking through this, you'll be able to find it for me. Jalen Pettis has 5 points. Emmanuel Pfeiffer has 6 points. Monty Morris, 19 points. Of course, he's the Division I recruit for Iowa State. Eric Cooper has 9 points. Mike Hurd has 8 points. Marco Lucas with 14. Montrell Booth with 3. Kermit Craig with 2 points. Isaiah Reed with 3. Franklin Green with 3. Darjean Michael with 1. Quay Burks with 6. And Jermaine Sumpert with 2 points.
You know something is there somewhere.
It's somewhere in there. Flint Beecher for the game went 10 for 16 for 62.5% from the free throw line, as well as individual scoring for Harbor Beach. They trailed 10 to 17 after the first, 18 to 45 in the second half after the second quarter, after being outscored 8 to 28 by Flint Beecher in the second, 31-62 after the third, and 46-83 final. Brandon Oswald, 4 points. Colin Cook, 3 points. Josh Shelkey, 3 points. Aaron Ginzer, 10 points. Eli Kraft, 9 points. Jonathan Kraft, 5 points. Cody Seaman missed 2 free throws. Nick Hessling, 2 points. Andrew Seaman with 7. And Austin Seltz with a 3. They went 5 for 9 in the game from the free throw line for 55.5% on the game. John, what do you have?
For the Pirates, they shot 66 times for the entire game. Hit 19, 28%. For the Beecher Bucks, they shot 56 shots. 33 of them went in. That's a 59% clip. I think they're going to be winning a few more ball games.
That's just a yes.
I would say, a sure guess. They were just, did it really matter who was in there? I mean, they just, they're so well coached. Very athletic, very quick. It seemed like they didn't skip a beat as soon as they went ahead and started substituting very, very freely. And all of that, and then you have your All-State, Hal Schramm, Mr. Basketball, eventual winner, I would think, Monty Morris, that had 19 of the 83 points, but he distributed the ball so evenly and so well. It's just a really, truly amazing to watch a very well-oiled, fine-tuned team go through the competition. And let me tell you, Harbor Beach, there are no slouches. These kids can play basketball. They just happened to go ahead and hit a buzzsaw today. And like I said, and like you said, this is the eventual state champion that they played today.
Monty Morris, to go along with his 19 points tonight, also had 11 assists and 1 rebound as well. So all-around player, will be seeing him on ESPN next year when he plays for Iowa State. Monty Morris had 4 turnovers of Flint Beecher's 18, Harbor Beach had 26. Harbor Beach actually cut down drastically in the second half with turnovers. They had 20 in the first half and only 6 in the second half. As far as assists go, Harbor Beach had 13. Flint Beecher had 26, which shows it's not an isolation type of offense Flint Beecher is running. It's a true all-around-the-court transition baskets, everything you can possibly imagine. They're scoring it.